Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 280. And yet again, we're going to start off with this sad news from one of our own. We are sad to report the sudden passing of Randy Shenneman on April 1st at the age of 61 in Mishawaka, Indiana. Randy had a heart of compassion and devoted countless hours to the Niles Scream Park for many seasons. He was a friend to everyone, loved conversations with strangers, loved camping and spending time with his family. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Randy Shenneman and offers up this moment of silence. On a little lighter note, we have this from the Field of Terror in East Windsor, New Jersey. We have two special halfway to Halloween dates for Field of Terror this spring, Friday, May 3rd and Saturday, May 4th, beginning at 8 p.m. We will only have one ticket price, which will include all three attractions for $39. Note this is the online price only. There will be a limited number of tickets available for on-site purchase for $45, and they will take cash or credit card. There will be no Haunted Hayride or Killer Cornfield. The three attractions will include Timmery Manor, the Trail of Terror, and the Carnival. Get tickets and more information at fieldofterror.com. We have this news from Dark Castle Haunted Attraction in Elgin, South Carolina. Celebrate the halfway to Halloween milestone with us. Our indoor haunted house, the Dungeon of Darkness, will be open on May 3rd and 4th, beginning at 7 p.m., for only $15 a person. Our theme this year is Embrace the Darkness, promising a spine-chilling adventure in very low-light settings. Remember to check out our RIP experience. You get to skip the lines and also get access to our RIP lounge, where you get to join in on the scare as well. Tickets are available now at darkcastlesc.com. Yet another halfway to Halloween event, this time from the 13th Floor Haunted House in Jacksonville, Florida. On May 3rd and 4th only, experience our halfway to Halloween celebration only at 13th Floor Haunted House. Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the Halloween scene, this celebration has something for everyone. Get more information at 13thfloorjacksonville.com/halfway. We have this from Creekside Manor Haunted Attraction in Williamsport, Maryland. Join us for our very first halfway to Halloween event. Surprise, surprise, May 3rd and 4th. Ticket sales start at 7:30, the house opens at 8, and the last ticket is sold at 10 p.m. Tickets are just $15 plus tax. April showers bring out Maybell's powers. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Creekside Haunt. We have this news on a halfway to Halloween dance party coming to Richmond, Virginia. We couldn't wait a whole 6 months. Dress up in your best Halloween costume and come dance with us. There'll be a costume contest for the best outfits. DJ's Scary Pete will be spinning goth, dark wave, new wave, indie, and electro, happening Saturday, April 27th from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Find out more about Fallout RVA, Richmond's premier alternative limited entry goth industrial and fetish club at falloutrva.com. We have an update from Monsta Expo coming to Fairhaven, Massachusetts. Penny Dreadful is the 700-year-old witch hostess of Shilling Shockers, a horror movie program in the tradition of Vampira, Zachary, and other beloved television personalities. Penny presents classic horror, sci-fi, and fantasy films, along with her snarling darling werewolf husband, Guru, and the semi-retired monster hunter, Dr. Manfred von Bulow. Halfway to Halloween is back in Fairhaven at the Seaport Resort and Marina, April 27th and 28th. Tickets on sale now. Get more information at monstaexpos.com. We have this information on a halfway to Halloween masquerade ball coming to Port Carbon, Pennsylvania. We're dying to have a ghoul time in celebration of our halfway to our favorite holiday, of course, Halloween. Welcome to the Masquerade Ball at 101 Jackson Street in Port Carbon. It's the evening of April 27th, and you're cordially invited to your favorite bar to dress in your evening of best, along with your masquerade mask or disguise. There's glitter on your face, you spent all evening picking out your outfit, and you still have rhinestones glued to your fingertips. Your friends are on the way, and you coordinated matching outfits. You've been talking about this night all week, and yesterday was payday. The DJ plays all your favorite songs, and you've danced the night away. You end up winning the costume contest and wake up the next day with no hangover. Life is good. The event is for people 21 and over, and you must have a valid ID for entry. Costumes are not required, but are encouraged. Get more information at facebook.com/theportbarandgrill. We have a little hiring news, this time from the Nightmare Realm Kalamazoo in Matawan, Michigan. Looking for a fun and entertaining fall job? Nightmare Realm is looking for actors, still walkers, makeup artists, hospitality, and parking lot attendants for the upcoming season. We're holding an open house on Sunday, April 28th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. During the open house, we'll be doing short group auditions for actors and still walkers, interviews for hospitality and parking lot staff, and airbrush makeup tests for makeup artists. More information and links to an application can be found on their Facebook page, facebook.com/NightmareRealmKalamazoo. We have this on a halfway to Halloween vendor market coming to Youngstown, Ohio. Do you miss Halloween already? Yeah, we do too. Let's get weird and support spooky small businesses and the dogs at All About the Paws. Join us at the West Side Bowl on Saturday, May 4th for a halfway to Halloween vendor market from 2 to 6 p.m. Admission is free, but donations are always welcome. There will also be a basket raffle to benefit the dogs at All About the Paws. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/WestsideBowlYoungstown. We have some more haunt news, this time from the Old Joliet Haunted Prison in Joliet, Illinois. On sale now, we couldn't wait until Halloween to bring you, well, Halloween, so we're hosting a halfway to Halloween celebration for two nights only. Join us May 3rd and 4th at the Old Joliet Haunted Prison. Halfway to Halloween is an immersive haunt experience with dozens of live performers, mini escape rooms, themed food and drinks, an exclusive retail store, and many more surprises. Tickets are on sale now, and they're only available online. Visit hauntedprison.com/halfway for more. We have some convention news, this time with an update from Days of the Dead coming to Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Brad Dourif to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening July 5th through the 7th at the Indianapolis Marriott East. Brad Dourif is best known for voicing Chucky in the Child's Play franchise. portraying Grima Wormtongue in Lord of the Rings film series, and his Oscar-nominated role as Billy Bibbit in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Get tickets and more information for Days of the Dead at daysofthedead.com. We have this from Terror on Route 66 Haunted House in Sullivan, Missouri. Join us for our halfway to Halloween event at Terror on Route 66 Haunted House. Get your scare on with a night filled with food, music, movies, entertainment, monster photo ops, special guests, and more. Admission will get you access to the Haunted House, our Halloween and horror vendor market, food trucks, music, photo ops, and more. Happening May 3rd and 4th from 7:30 until 11 p.m., don't miss out on this spine-tingling celebration. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/terroronroute66. We have this news from Haunters Against Hate. For the first time ever, Haunters Against Hate will be venturing to the West Coast and will have a booth at this year's Midsummer Scream. It's exciting, nerve-wracking, and thrilling, and you can get 20% off general admission through April 29th using the HAH special code HVHMS24 and going to midsummerscream.org. We're looking forward to expanding the Haunters Against Hate mission to the West Coast and finally meeting the Haunters who have been in the Book of Haunters series and, of course, getting them to autograph their pages. Get more information about this very worthy cause at hauntersagainsthate.com. We have this from the Four Fools Winery in Rodeo, California. On May 11th, join us for a spooktacular in-person event at Four Fools Winery. Get ready for a frightful night filled with Halloween-themed fun. Stroll spooky booths, trick-or-treat, pick up all your Halloween favorite merchandise, crafts, and stock up on their Halloween vibes. Located on Pacific Avenue in Rodeo, California, this is the place to be halfway to Halloween. For vendor applications and more information, go to thebombshellgroupinc.com. And finally, we have this from Crypticon coming to Seattle. Crypticon Seattle is delighted to welcome actor Quinn Lord to the convention this May. In addition to his performance as the beloved Sam in Trick or Treat, Quinn has appeared in many television and film projects, including The Man in the High Castle, Once Upon a Time, Supernatural, The L Word, Masters of Horror, and many more. Happening May 3rd through the 5th at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, Seattle Airport. Get more information at CrypticonSeattle.com. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we delve even deeper into what I like to call convention season, we do like to go to all the shows that we can, you know, whether it's the big trade shows like Transworld or even the smaller shows that are only in their first couple of years. and a great example of one that I really enjoyed last year and heading back there this year because I had such a good time is FrankenCon down in Alcoa, Tennessee, just outside Knoxville. In fact, it's at the Hilton Knoxville Airport, happening May 10th and 11th. That's actually a Friday, Saturday. No Sunday. I wonder why. Well, maybe we'll find out. I've got the organizer, Richard Ewell, on the phone to talk about FrankenCon 2024. Richard, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Drew, and I'm very happy to be back on the show. And I appreciate you reaching out again.
Well, you know, we enjoyed the show last year. We went out there. We talked to a whole bunch of people, got a bunch of great interviews, saw some really cool people, saw some really cool costumes and cosplayers out there. You know, this is as you would consider a horror con type situation, or maybe a all around fantasy fan con. I don't really label things like that, but you've got a stellar lineup for, I believe this is your third year. You've got a really good stellar lineup of some really cool guests coming. Who are some of the people that, for folks coming down to the show, who are some people that they can be expected to meet?
Yeah, thanks for that. Every year we've tried to kind of up ourselves, which is sometimes tough to do. But this year, three of our headliners are basically three legendary scream queens that you may know, Renee Quigley, Michelle Bauer, and Brent Stevens. We've got all three of them coming to the show, and we're super excited about that, along with another reunion from the 74 classic Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We have William Vale, Alan Danziger, and of course, Grandpa himself, John Dugan.
Oh, man, that just sounds fun. You know, I love seeing reunion shows like this, especially with, the classic horror icons and the classic franchises. You know, I'm sure those people do a lot of reunions over the course of the year, and I'm glad you've got them this year. Who are some of the other people coming some of the people may not be as familiar with? I understand you just announced a brand new guest today.
Yeah, so we did. We kind of delve into special effects artists because we love to celebrate people that are involved in the movie, no matter if it's on screen or behind the screen. So along with special effects artists Nick Strawn and Nick Benson, which most people are familiar with, we have T. Brooklyn Belsimo, and he is most notably, he has a crazy career if you look at his IMDb, but yeah, if you really just want like the awe, the pinnacle to me is he designed the reverse bear trap for Saw, and he's going to have the plans there, like blueprints there, and so he'll sign those for you. And I just think that that's really cool. Kind of something different for the con.
I will say, you know, of all the photographs and posters and memorabilia, I don't think I've ever seen a set of blueprints. And it makes me wonder if these things actually work. So if you could go out there and construct your own reverse bear trap, that might be kind of scary out there.
Well, he can tell you about it, I'm sure. we also have another reunion that's kind of more fresh in people's minds. Eli Roth's Thanksgiving. We have three members of that cast coming. We have John Carver himself, Alex Armbruster. He plays John Carver, you know, the stuntman. So kind of like Kane Hodder does with Jason. Alex does that with John Carver. We have Scuba from Thanksgiving, Gabriel Davenport, and this is his first convention.
Oh, wow.
This is Gabriel's first convention. Alex just started doing the convention circuit in February. And then we also have the new deputy, Mitch, Ty Olson, which his career has been crazy if you look at his credits. So you'll also know him from Supernatural as Benny. That's a very popular character, and he did 10 episodes of that. And he was on the CW show, The 100, as well. But a lot of people will know him from X-Men 2. He was the security guard that Mystique pumped the iron into his butt, I think. And then Magneto used him to escape the cell. So
yes.
Ty Olson is another great guest that I'm really excited about.
Sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun, and it's always cool to see first-time convention attendees, because I'm always curious to see what their impressions are and whether or not they're going to be a regular on the con circuit, so this will be a very good test for them.
A super rare appearance from a Sleepaway Camp cast member who hasn't done a convention since 2009. His name is Frank Saladino. And he played Gino in Sleepaway Camp, so we're extra excited about him just because he doesn't do these. So if you want to get that Sleepaway Camp poster signed, this is an excellent opportunity to do so.
Is he the guy that wore the shirt, or should I say half a shirt?
One that is like they all kind of wear those like 80s shorts, but he has the crop top shirt. So, yes, that is him.
Okay.
I don't know if he'll do in casting photo ops.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I hope he aged gracefully if he's doing that.
Well, and also, Brian Bremer is coming back. I don't know if you got a chance to talk with him last year, but Brian is like the Frank-N-Con family. We love Brian, and he was in Pumpkinhead. He was Dino in Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 5, and he was in Society. He's just a great guest, great guy to talk to. Along with Ginger Lynn Allen from
yes.
The Devil's Rejects and a few other movies.
Let's say her earlier work might not be suitable for everybody, but yes.
She's actually in a movie called The Gifted. That we will be screening at the show on Saturday with the director and herself. And then a recent ad we had was Ken Sagoz from Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3 and 4. He was Kincaid.
Ken's a great guy, yeah, and he has a foundation that helps kids, I believe, and really, really good guy. That's a great guest.
I believe you're right, and he is. He's been great to work with and talk with, and that's one of the benefits, meeting some really cool people. Have you heard of the movie Slaughterhouse by chance?
Probably, but I've never seen it.
So last year it came out, and it's called Slaughterhouse, and it's a play on slaughter and sorority house, and this time there's a sloth. So a killer sloth movie is what we needed at Frank-N-Con 2024.
Of course.
So we have the writer and producer of that movie, Bradley Fowler, coming in, and we're actually going to be screening that movie on Friday night as our late night movie.
Very nice. I'm sure the sloth kills very slowly, but
it's great. It's a great movie. I highly love it.
Well, you can't get much better than that, and I assume a lot of these people will be doing photo ops that you can sign up for?
Yeah, we've got photo ops available right now, and I'm actually getting ready to add some this week, so by the end of this week, there should be more photo ops on there. But yeah, we've got a themed photo op with Linnea Quigley, Michelle Bauer, and Brent Stevens to honor sorority babes and slime ball bowl-rama.
Nice.
We have some bowling pins and a backdrop of a bowling alley, and you can even hold a bowling pin, act like you're talking to somebody. You know, we're going to try to make our photo ops more themed this year, like we did the first year. And so with Thanksgiving and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, there'll be a dinner table type setting. And, you know, these will be really cool pictures. And then we'll have some standalones as well with some of the people, including Alex Armbruster. And he'll be in the full John Carver outfit.
Well, sounds like a great, great, great set of photo ops. I'm assuming that being a fan con, horror con, and all that, people can wear costumes out there and cosplay and maybe come dressed as some of their favorite scream queens or come dressed as some of their favorite characters that might be showing up as guests, or just basically anything that they wish to wear.
For sure, we highly encourage costumes. Any costume, the more horror-based is great, but, I mean, we won't turn anything away. in fact, on Saturday, we have a costume contest, which will be more horror-themed. So, the costume contest will be on Saturday, and there'll be a kids' version and an adult version. Not adult-adult, but just, you know. For adults.
Of course. Is that something you have to...
Yeah, that'll have... And we got cool prizes for that.
So. Do you have to sign up for that, or is that something that you can just get in line and parade around?
So you will have to sign up for it. We usually do it from on the day of, so Saturday from probably 10 to... I would say 1 o'clock, we'll be doing sign-ups. And then we'll be doing judging and all that stuff. So you can get all the info at the booth. We'll have that in the lobby. So just look for the costume contest sign up booth.
And it wouldn't be a good HorrorCon without a film festival. And I'm assuming that FrankenCon is bringing a film festival to this show.
Yeah, we do. We do a short film festival. Of course, we call it the Franken Film Fest, because why not? And so we do short films, so they have to be 10 minutes or under. And we're doing that on Friday night this time around, so it's more of a... Our short films are to be seen. I'm here to tell you, a lot of them are made specifically for us. We have some really great people that have been making films for us and for this film fest. They're more adult, so we don't necessarily recommend kids to go. But I mean, if we won't turn them away, but for sure, if you don't want your kids seeing certain body parts, it's probably safer.
At the least, PG-13. PG-13, probably more R-rated, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would say R-rated.
Okay, there you go. And, of course, you do something a little bit unique that you don't see at every show. I believe you've got a special concert going on after hours. Is that correct?
That's right. On Saturday, we have the Franken Concert from Hell. We've got a great lineup with John Wayne is Dead, who is also an author, and he'll be there all weekend with his books. John Wayne Communale is a great guy. He was there last year. He does a lot of cons, so if you've been to some of the bigger cons, you've probably seen him, even at the little cons he goes to. So he'll open up the show. Then we've got a horror punk band, Late Night Zero. And then Atlanta's drunkest horror rock band, the Cask of Creatures.
Nice.
Now, the Cask of Creatures played at the first year. We didn't do a concert. We just did the Cask of Creatures because I love them a lot. And Ryan is a good friend of mine. And so they came to the first year and they rocked the house. But this year we wanted to give attending something cool, so a whole concert, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Man, yeah, and nothing like, you know, meeting a lot of your favorite movie stars and icons and shopping through some really cool vendors and then ending the night with a really kick-butt concert like that. That's a full day of activities right there.
Yeah, and we've talked about all the after-hour activities, and this year we're doing something a little different, too. Is all the after-hour activities are included with the any ticket level. So whether it's a super VIP, VIP, or general admission, you're welcome to enjoy the activities that are, you know, considered after hours after the vendor hall closes.
That is a great value. You know, a lot of times if you want to do the after-hour stuff, you have to be a VIP or higher, but this is something that the regular general admission people can go see. This is fantastic. But
even last year and the year before, we had VIP stuff behind the wall, and we just decided to try to do this and see how it works. And so yeah, right now online you can get a general admission pass, combo pass, which is Friday and Saturday for $40, and that gets you access to everything, both days. So it's a really good value, and we hope people take advantage of that.
So are there VIP passes available? And if so, what are some extra benefits that you get as a VIP?
Yeah, definitely VIP is available. We've sold out of our Super VIP. But VIP tickets are available. You get early entry, a half hour early entry into the con. So if you don't want to wait lines or you want to get something that's exclusive at one of the booths, you can get in a half hour early. You get a swag bag. It's going to have all sorts of stickers and all sorts of other stuff. You get two exclusive art prints, one by artist Terrence Muncy and one by artist Jason Shepherd, both who will be in attendance. You will get an enamel pin that is really awesome. We have those. We get these enamel pins done, and they're just really, really nice. You'll get the FrankenCon 2024 sticker, a custom lanyard, and a collectible badge.
Wow. Sounds great. And all of that is available just on Friday and Saturday. I'm surprised there's no Sunday show.
Yeah, Sundays are kind of, we sort of like, honestly, the reason we do it is that, you know, I go to a lot of cons, and Sundays can be a bit of a bummer for vendors and just some, you know, sometimes Sundays are really slow. So in our early years, we just wanted to end the night on a Saturday. Everybody goes home happy and cheery. But we will be looking into going this Sunday probably as early as next year.
Okay. And is the host hotel the Hilton Knoxville? Are there special room rates, or are the rooms all sold out, or can you still get them?
They are sold out. From what I understand, if you really want a room, call the hotel and ask. That's the best advice I can give. There may be rooms available on Saturday night. I know Friday night is completely sold out. But I think if you want to stay on Saturday night, I believe there are some rooms available. And on our website, we have a secondary hotel that is about 2 miles down the road, not too bad. And it's $110, I think, is our room rate there. So that one is open all 3 days. So if you want to stay in town at a decent hotel, that's a good one to stay at.
Very reasonable price there for a convention like this. So, let's review. Lots of good guests, a costume contest, some reunions going on, some photo ops going on, cosplayers welcome. There's going to be a nice film fest. You're going to have a great concert on Saturday night. Everybody can sleep in and not worry about Sunday. They can go home happy and slightly hungover possibly. And all of that for one ticket price if you're a general admission person or a VIP, and that gets you pretty much everything. And I'm assuming, you know, the vendors are all excited to come on back, and, you know, you're going to have artists and books and artwork and T-shirt sellers and maybe some prop people and some really fun stuff. It sounds like it's going to be yet another great Friday and Saturday night down in the Knoxville, Tennessee area. How can people get more information? Go ahead and get those tickets ordered. Check with the hotels. Get a little bit more information about some of these guests that they may not be familiar with, or order a photo op or enter the costume contest. How can they get all that with websites and social medias?
So for the costume contest, there are rules online. So if you want to in our costume contest, you can just look at our rules and guidelines and stuff. That'll help you out to know that. But the website is the best place. It's frankencontn.com. Of course, that TN stands for Tennessee. And you can go to frankencontn on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we are just frankencon on TikTok. But you can buy tickets off the website. You can also go to Eventbrite if you don't want to go to the website. The tickets are sold through Eventbrite. Our photo op tickets are actually sold via our store. So you have to just go to the main website. At the very top, it'll say photo ops. Just click on photo ops, and it'll take you straight to the photo ops to buy them. And I've tried to make it all easy to, if you want to buy tickets and photo ops and all that stuff, I've made big buttons right at the top to click. Friday, if you buy your tickets now, Friday admission is $20, Saturday admission is $30, and general admission is $40. And then, of course, at the door, that price will go up. So if you really want to go save some money, buy your tickets online.
So once again, folks, FrankenConTN.com. Links to all the social medias, links to everything you could want. Richard Ewell is the organizer of FrankenCon happening at the Hilton Knoxville Airport. So you could literally fly into Knoxville and probably take a shuttle right to the Hilton.
It's literally like a 2-minute walk over to the airport.
Oh, even better. This is May 10th and 11th, a Friday and Saturday, not Sunday. I believe that Sunday might be Mother's Day. So, hey, treat your mom to a cool weekend and then have time to take her out for brunch with mimosas in Knoxville, Tennessee at FrankenCon 2024. Richard Ewell, thank you for taking some time out to speak to us here.
Thank you, Drew. It's always a great time being on here, and I really appreciate the support you guys have given us over the years.
My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying, good night.